Let's see. Alan's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Alan. What's on your mind? Thank you for calling.
Hi, doctor. I want to ask about gout, and I have a whole list of specific questions about it. Do you think that protein – I have a vegan diet, and do you think that protein powders could trigger a gout?
You'd have to go kind of high on those protein powders. You're quite correct. High protein diets are definitely associated with more gout than vegan diets. But again, you'd have to go fairly high on the protein powder. If you were to use what the bottles usually suggest once a day, it's doubtful.
Okay. Well, I may have been using too much, and I've cut it out while I'm experiencing this gout. So that's possible that I'm going too high on the protein powder. What about citrus fruit? Is it okay to have citrus fruit?
Well, yes, sir. As you probably know, the citrate that occurs in any citrus fruit helps to keep certain types of kidney stones from forming, and it's not known to precipitate any kidney stones.
Okay, so it's okay with it. And what about soaking my foot in hot water with Epsom salts? And or icing, are those beneficial?
It would be somewhat beneficial. Now, again, magnesium is one of the things that has been found to help prevent the calcium oxalate kidney stones, and swallowing that helps with kidney stones. Now, insofar as uric acid, which is what precipitates gout, magnesium has not been found particularly helpful with that, but it can't hurt, that's for sure. And it will get magnesium into your system, so why not?
Okay, but the icing, one night I did the Epsom salt, and it didn't seem to help, but the next night I did icing, and that was the worst night I had so far after icing. Does that make sense?
Don't know, sir. I have never heard of anyone icing their gout. This is the first time somebody's told me about that, but I know of nothing in the scientific so-called literature that tells us whether we should or shouldn't.
Oh, okay. And what about aspirin for pain? Is that advisable?
If it relieves your pain and it doesn't bother your stomach or gastrointestinal tract, that shouldn't hurt much of anything. Now, you probably know that black cherry juice and other cherry juices have been found to relieve acute gout attacks, and there's research on that. You can find cherry juice nearly anywhere, or you can just eat a whole bunch of cherries. It would take half a pound or the amount of juice from those. But there's actual research on that, sir. And I know of people who keep cherry juice handy in their houses, and besides drinking it, they make sure they always have a bottle that hasn't been around for, you know, months and months. And they relieve their gout attacks with this stuff. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing, but good grief, if you happen to be a vegan, black cherries are included.
Mm-hmm. Right. And one thing that I heard about was celery seed extract. Do you know about that for gout?
No, I haven't seen anything on that, sir.
Okay. And nettle tea?
I haven't seen on that anything on that either. However, there is something that will fit into anybody's vegan diet, and that is bringing levels of vitamin C into the body up to what's called bowel tolerance. There was actually a publication, no less, in one of the medical journals that warned us against using vitamin C if we have gout, because it will lower our uric acid levels, but it will make all that uric acid go into the kidneys where it might form a stone. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, that one made me laugh, because at that time there was a patent medicine company promoting a patent medicine, and it was used by many, many doctors on prescription that did exactly the same thing. It lowered the serum uric acid and put a lot of uric acid into the through the kidneys where it was being excreted, and there were no reports on that medication of kidney stone. So anyway, vitamin C fits into a vegan diet, but it does take what Linus Pauling called bowel tolerance, which means as much vitamin C as we can take per day, usually twice a day, or if we're being really rigorous because we have a lot of gout attacks, three times a day. Mm-hmm. Usually it's up to 6 or 8 grams a day. Then we start getting gassy and socially unacceptable and loose bowels. And then we back off to where that doesn't happen, and that's our bowel tolerance. And what do you know? it keeps more of uric acid going out in the urine and less crystallizing, sir.
Mm. Okay, so you're recommending increase the vitamin C and the black cherry juice?
Yes, and if you didn't hear about it a few weeks ago, the other thing is that research from, I am not kidding you now, the 1800s shows that lithium prevents easy crystallization of uric acid. No kidding. This was published back then. I got lucky, found a copy, I found it in the library and made a copy. And what do you know, when lithium was stirred into two large glass containers called beakers in chemistry class of water, it was stirred into one of them. I made a mistake there. It was stirred into one. Then the experimenter, who was a physician, took uric acid and stirred it into the one without any lithium. And at a certain point, when he'd added so much, the lithium started to crystallize. And it crystallized into those long needles that make so much pain. All right. But then he took the beaker, as it's called, with the same amount of water and started stirring in lithium. Started stirring in the uric acid. And he found that much more uric acid would dissolve in the water with lithium in it before it would crystallize. So when I'm working with people who happen to have recurrent attacks of gout, I'll tell them, look, down the health food store, there are safe doses of lithium, 5 milligram, 10 milligram, 20 milligram. Don't go above 20 milligram, please. But there are safe doses of lithium, and most of the people I work with are using vitamin C to bowel tolerance and lithium, usually 20 milligrams a day, unless they're being super cautious, and then they go down to 10. And most of those people hardly ever have gout attacks anymore, sir, between the effect of the lithium and the effect of the vitamin C. And then if they do happen to have one, which is really rare, as I said, after those two things, then they get out the cherry juice. There you go.
There you go. Right. What about acidy foods like tomatoes? Would that be...
No, those should not be a problem, sir. It's the protein, as you pointed out, that contain what are called purines that causes the most trouble, not the veggies. And we have a lot of people waiting here, sir. So last thing, and we better move on. So you have one more question?
The last thing is CalMag. Is there something about too much calcium?
Not if it's offset with magnesium, no. The big problem with calcium loosed all by itself is it's all by itself. And in fact, that has been found to cause problems. But if it's a CalMag with usually equal amounts or two times as much calcium as magnesium, no, that's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
No.
All right, thank you,
sir.
Doctor.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.
Okay.